Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on daf daf Tes Vavam in Beis. No, still not there. It's okay. We're holding on daf Tes Vavam in Beis. We are at the two dots, I think. Yeah, we're at the two dots on daf Tes Vavam in Beis. We just discussed about being lochesh alamaka, using psukim for refua, and how there's a difference between sakana and no sakana. There's a difference between to save yourself and to be merape, and there's a difference between rakika and no rakika. Now we're going to continue to discuss how there were most of in the ir and the azaros using the shtei todos. So the beizim mahalchim shtei todos achrayan. The Mishnah had said that when that we were talking about someone who's in the mikdash and realizes his tame is nichnas azara, and he realizes his tame. So we discussed how it is that the azara became, or on the tosefes azara. So we parenthetical to that, we discussed how you have a tosefes azara. So the Mishnah said that you were mosif on the irva azaros only if we have melech, navi, rutum, sanhedrin, etc. Right, and shtei todos acharehen, that you need the shtei todos in order to be mosif on the azara. So we discussed yesterday that to be mosif on the azara is different than being mosif on the ear. When you're mosif on the azara, you need shtei todos. When you're mosif on the ear, you need the mincha, right? That the mincha that was not chametz, because we discussed that the only one that could have been chametz was the mincha of the atzeres, the shtei alechem of atzeres, and we proved that you can't do that. There's no way you could possibly use that, the shtei alechem, to actually be mosif on the ear. But now we're going back to the azaros and the shtei todos achrayim, that they would walk around with beis din and the shtei todos. So frakta gemara, it sounds from our Mishnah, lemeimer de beis din kame toda azli, vaksiv vayelech achrayim o she'ev chatzi sarei Yehuda. From the Mishnah it sounds that beis din would walk in front of the shtei todos, the shtei todos would be carried behind the beis din. Yet in the pasuk from which we derive the requirement for shtei todos, it says that after the shtei todos came the Chatzi Sarei Yehuda, which presumably are the Chashva people, including the Beis Din. So you see that the Beis Din walked behind the Todos. So which is it? The Mishnah implies that the Beis Din walked in front of the Todos, and the Pasuk implies they walked behind the Todos. So Hachi Kamar, so I said, well, obviously the Pasuk is right, and we need to understand our Mishnah in a different way. What the Mishnah really means to say is not that Beis Din walked in front of the Todos. Rather, it's Beis Din Mahalchin, Kama, Shtei todos mahalchos, kama, ubeizin achrayem, and beizin is behind the two todos, meaning it's not beizin mahalchos, shtei todos mahalchos achrayem, it's beizin mahalchos, shtei todos mahalchos, and then add in, ubeizin is achrayem of the todos. Good, keitzad mahalchos, how would these two todos be carried? Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Shim, Rabbi Chadamar, zu keneged zu. One holds that they would be carried side by side of each other. The Chadamar, zu achar zu. And one says, no, they weren't side by side of each other. One was behind the other one. So Mandyamar, zu keneged zu. The one that says that they were carried side by side to each other. Hapanimis, hach de mikra valachoma. The inner one is the one that's closer to the wall of the city, meaning they were carried around the perimeter of the wall of the city. So the inner one is the one that's closer to the wall. Mandiyamar zu achazu hapnimis hachta mikra lebezin, and the one that says zu achazu, the one that we refer to as the pnimis, is the one that's karov to the bezin, that's closer to the bezin. And we pointed out that again the bezin is behind the todo, so the pnimis is the one that's in the middle, that's sandwiched between the todo that's in front and the bezin that's behind. So now just we'll pause there for a second. The one that's closer to the choma is the pnimis. Now, first of all, we have to just remind ourselves that there is a difference between pnimis and chitzona in halacha. The Mishnah said the pnimis gets eaten, the chitzona gets burnt. The Gemara is going to bring that up in a second. But what does it mean, the one closer to the choma? Where exactly were they standing? So Rashi on Amud Aleph, in Dibra Maschil of Amida Shtei Todos, on that pasuk, so Rashi said that the Shtei Todos Gedolos Eitzal HaChoma Mi Bachut, that they were carrying them outside of the wall, not inside of the wall. So the pnimis is the one, etzal hachoma, means that it's really the one closer in, because if they're both walking, if they're both being carried on the outside of the wall, not on the inside of the wall, but on the outside of the wall, they're walking around the outside of the wall, so the one that's closer to the wall is in fact Pnimis in every sense of the word, right? It's closer in, it's not further out. Says Tosos over here, Am Tulachi Pnimis Nechelas, Tosos writes, La'el Pirush Bekunchus Amidish Teitolus Kedolus Eitzel Chomim Mibachutz, V'kashe, Im Kein Pnimis Amay Nechelas. He says, the problem is, the halacha doesn't work out then. Why should the Pnimis get eaten? V'anifsula B'yotzei, T'lomet Sinushe Kadosh Chutz L'choma. Doesn't it become possible because it's gone outside, even the Pnimis is outside of the walls. It's closer to the wall, but it's outside of the wall. And don't we know that something that's outside of the Choma is clearly not Kadosh, so it's clearly gone beyond the borders of Kedusha? And don't say there's some grace area around the wall where there's like a buffer zone where there's really Kedusha, you know, for a few amos outside of the wall. The Gemara Makkel says Beferush, one step outside of the wall and you're already outside of the area of Kedusha. So what's going on over here? According to Rashi, the Pnimis should not be able to be eaten either. So says Tosus, near the Bifnim HaYimahalchin, that they weren't walking, like Rashi said, outside of the wall, they're walking inside of the wall. And it turns out interesting, they're walking inside of the wall, side by side, and which one is considered the inner one? The one that's closer to the wall, which, if you think about it, is really the outer one. So the challenge you're going to have in dealing with that shot that Tosa is going to address is, why is the outer one called the inner one? So he says, even though the one that's next to the wall is the one that we call the Pnima, but according to my shot, it's actually further out, it's further from the city, it's still called Pnima because there's something next to it, there's some landmark that's right next to it, there's the wall. So it's Pnim when you don't look on such a wide view, you don't take the wide camera angle and look at what you're looking at in total, you just look very locally at there's a wall and there's a Toda and another Toda, right? There are two breads and a wall, so which one is Pnima? The one that's closer to the wall, and that's why it's called the Pnima. Fine, says the Gemara now. So these are the two deos. We don't know who says what, but one sheet holds they were side by side, and the other one holds they were one behind the other. So the Gemara says, but what about what it says in our Mishnah? Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, Pnimis Necheles Vachitzon and Nisrefes, that the inner one gets eaten, the outer one gets burned. So Bishlam, Mamad Yamazu Acharzu, I understand if one is going behind the other one. So where's the Kedusha being added? The first one in line, as it's going, is being Mekadesh, everything it's passing over. And therefore, by the time the second one gets there, it's already in a Makom Kadosh. It's already holy. That's why the Pnimis is able to be eaten, because the Chitzona, which is one that's leading the procession, is already Mekadesh the area. The Pnimis comes and follows in an area that's already Kadosh. But if you hold it, they're going one next to the other. Then they're both Mekadish the area simultaneously. So if they're both being Mekadish the area simultaneously, why is it that one of them gets eaten and the other one doesn't get eaten? If you hold that it's Ban Ke'echad, and therefore the Kedusha comes at the moment that they're already there, so they should both be able to get eaten. And you're going to say, no, the Kedusha doesn't come until they already pass over that area, so then they both went b'chutz. They both went outside of the area of Kedusha, and neither should get eaten. So says Gemara Bna, L'taymeich, why are you so happy with the idea that it's zu achar zu, and you think that that's fine, that that makes plenty of sense, that the Pnimis would get eaten and the Chitzona would not? That doesn't make sense either. L'taymeich, l'mand yamar zu achar zu, chadami mikdasha. Even if you want to say it's zu achar zu, does one have the ability to be Mekadesh? You need both of them to be Mekadesh. Hakol shelo nasis, b'kol elu tanan. It says in our Mishnah, you need all of these things in order to add the Kedusha, and on the list are shtei todos. It's not enough to have one pass in front, and the one that passes in front already adds the Kedusha. Both need to add the Kedusha. And even if you're going to say, like the Shita we're going to see soon in the Gemara, that of all the things listed in the Mishnah, with the Melech, Nirim, the Tumim, and the Navi, and the Shtei Todos, that you don't need all of those things to be most of Kedusha, you only need one of those things, but the Shtei Todos are one thing on the list. The Shtei Todos are are not, it's not one toda or the other. It's called shtei todos. You need both of them. So even if you go with the shita that they're going one behind the other, that they're in a line, still it doesn't make sense that the panimis should be nachelas and the chitzonos should not. Elam Rabbi Yochanan al pi navi nachelas al pi navi nisrafes. What do we know? The navi said. That's what the navi said. We do. So that's what we do. Meaning inachinami al pi dine Torah. Ein tam bedavar. There's no reason al pi dine Torah that one should get eaten, one should not. But the navi was mechadesh such a din. So if you recall yesterday, we asked from Meretz Chayes, how could it be that the navi is able to mechadesh again a din that's connected to dine Torah? So the Rashash on this line asks Akasha and he suggests the teretz. Rashash writes, "I am Pirush Rashi. V'kashali haksiv ela mitzvos shei navi Rashi lechadish davar. A navi is not allowed to be mechadish a new din in the Torah. Va'omer shenemer lo min hashamayim eiz din kavul ledaros. And if a navi tries to pull that off, if a navi tries to come along and say, oh, I'm a navi and I got a nevuah that we're changing the Torah. There's a new din in the Torah that didn't make it into the first cut, into the first edit of the Torah, but I have a new one. Hareiz a navi sheker. You have to kill that person. He's a navi sheker. Kamosh kasva ram perik lasmi sodi atara lachadalid. Umilashna mishma mashma the dinza noig liolam. And don't tell me that this halacha was a one-time thing. The mishnah is talking about how we are mosif on the year in the azaros all the time. How we're able to throughout all of Jewish history. So this is a din that's kavua ledaros. So it says the Rashash tirutz lazel lamadati midivrei Rambam b'chiburo perik vav mbeisa b'chira alachid beis. He said, I found the teretz to this based on the Rambam in Hilchus beisa b'chira perik vav alachid beis. Shekasasho me'ochlin v'chulei achas v'chulei v'ashniya teines refes v'lo kasu apnimis. When the Rambam describes how one of the lach metoda gets eaten and one of them does not, he doesn't make reference to a pnimis versus a chitzona, and the pnimis getting eaten, the chitzona not getting eaten. He just says, yeah, one of them is nechelas, one of them is not nechelas. So nirish shemefarish tezeu alach l'mosh misinai da achas ezu sheyirtzu tei nechelas v'ashniya tei nisrefes. Apparently the Rambam understands that there's alach l'mosh misinai at work. Say Baruch Shekivanti. Yesterday I mentioned that there must be, the only way to be Mataris Maratzchias is to say that there must be Alach L'Moshe Misinai over here, and the Navi was just attaching it, was just putting it in writing. But it's a little more clear, the way the Rashash says it, is that the Alach L'Moshe Misinai is that one of them gets eaten, but there's no Hakpada based on Alach L'Moshe Misinai, which one gets eaten. It could be the Panimis, it could be the Chitzona, it doesn't make a difference. And then it would be Mein Nechemya Haisa Rasha Al Pi Navi Shetere Panimis Nechela. During the days of Nechemya, there was a Rasha that it's dafka got to be the Panimis. Now, that wasn't a din that he was Kaveh Ledaros, because you'd have to kill him if he tried to be Kaveh such a din Ledaros. It was also just a Rasha that dafka the Panimis could be Nechelas. And the Mishnah mentions it, but it's a lav dafka. That part of the Mishnah about the Panimis Nechelas is really lav dafka the halacha. The halacha is just that one of them is Nechelas. And he says, Yesh lechavin zos bedivrei kas Mishnah, upir sharam yesh ksas zos sofer, whatever. So he says, if you look around in the Mefarshim, you'll see that this is meduyuk in the way that they read the Rambam. So that's how the Rashash is mitarets the kasha that we asked from the Meretz Chayes yesterday. Okay, the Mishnah went on to say, Kol shalonasas b'chaleilu, anytime you don't have all of these things, the Navi, the Melech, the Urim V'tumim, and everything else, the Shtei Todos, anytime you don't have, and the Shir, and all the things we listed in the Mishnah, anytime you don't have all of these things, then you're unable to be mosif onto the Azara, right? That all of these things are absolutely necessary. So it says the Gemara Itmar, Rav Huna Amar Bikol Elu Tanan. When we say you need all of these things, we mean it literally. You need all of these things. Rav Nachman Amar, Ba'achas Mikol Elu Tanan. No, you don't need all of them. You need any one of these things in order to add on to the Azara. But you don't need actually a Navi and a Melech, just one of them. We're giving a list of options. When we give a list, it's not a list of absolute requirements, it's a list of options. Rav Huna Amar Bekalei L'Tanan K'savar Kedusha Rishonu K'itcha L'Shayit V'K'itcha L'Aslavo V'Ezra Zecher B'Yalma Hu David. So the Gemara is going to say, what's behind this machlokas? So Rav Huna says, you need all of these things, because Rav Huna holds that the Kedusha Rishona was already, is permanent. So the Kedusha Rishona was K'itcha L'Shayit V'K'itcha L'Aslavo. And therefore, when Ezra came along and was re-upped the Kedusha, he redid the Kedusha, he wasn't really doing anything. That was just... That was a ceremony. It was a ceremony to make it look like he's being Mekadesh. But he wasn't really actually being Mekadesh anything because it was already Kadosh. And the issue is, what the Gemara is going to soon mention, Ezra didn't have all of these things. He had some of them, but he didn't have all of these things. So if you understand that Ezra was just doing a ceremony anyway and it didn't really do anything, so then you could say, Kol Elu, you need all of these things. Aye, how is Ezra able to do it? He wasn't. He didn't do anything. It was already Kedush Rishona, Kitchel Lashaita, Vikitchel. Rav Nachman Amar, Ba'achas Mikol Elu Tanan. Rav Nachman holds, no, you don't need all of these things, you just need one of these things. Kasav Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita, Velo Kitchel Yasad Lavo, it's because he holds the original Kedusha is not there, the Asad Lavo. Ve'ezra Kedusha Kadish Avakav Dlavo Urm Vetum, and therefore when Ezra was being Mekadesh the area, he was really being Mekadesh the area. Aye, he didn't have an Urim V'tumim. Mm-hmm. Ah, so you don't need Kol Elu, you don't need everything. The Urim V'tumim is negotiable. Any one of on the list is negotiable. You only need one of the items on the list. Say, so Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav just asked Rav Nachman, the obvious kasha, Kol Shalonasis Bekol Elu. It says in our Mishnah, Kol Shalonasis Bekol Elu. Where in our Mishnah do you see that you have an option of using any one of them and that you don't need all of them? It says Beferish Bekol Elu. So the answer is Tni Ba'achas Mikol Elu. Yeah, that's why you need to take out the magic pen and you need to change the words in the Mishnah and say not Bekol Elu, but Ba'achas Mikol Elu. That's the way you need to read the Mishnah, and therefore that's the only way it's going to work out. Frektosos. Whenever you're going to change words of Mishnah, it means you have no other way of answering this issue. It means that it's checkmate unless you take out the magic pen and change the Mishnah. You don't want to just go changing words of Mishnayis. It doesn't work that way. So Tosfos says, isn't there another option over here? One of the other options the Gemara often uses when an Amora is challenged from a Mishnah is to just prove that there's another Mishnah that disagrees. Tanai, it's machlokas tanaim. So Frektosos tema, the madachu lagia, why would you be magia the Mishnah? The kamastam Mishnah. There are plenty of Mishnayos out there that tell us Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Asad Lavo. So why do you have to? Why bother? Why bother saying that to be Magia the Mishnah? Just any of the there are plenty of Mishnayos out there. So he says, so tells doesn't answer, right? The Kedusha Yerushalayim Ein Achareya Heter. There are plenty of Mishnayos that assume Kedusha Yerushalayim Ein Achareya Heter. And again, let's just flesh it out. If you hold that it's Kitchel the Asad Lavo, then what you're holding is that Ezra was not really doing anything, and that's why he was able to be missing something, but otherwise you would really need Kol Elu. Meaning, I guess the point is, being Magia the Mishnah wouldn't help, because you would need to be Magia all the other Mishnayos also. Right? That's what it's really saying. Being Magia the Mishnah wouldn't even help, because there are all these other Mishnayos that say Kedusha Rishona is Kitchel the Asad Lavo. So the Rashash explains that when he says Tani, he's not really being Magia the Mishnah. Rashash explains that very often, when it sounds like we're changing the words of the Mishnah, we're not really changing the words. He's not being cholik what the Mishnah says. He's just saying that this is the way to interpret the words of the Mishnah. That's what the word Tani means. He says, L'niyas daiti deino magia rak mefaresh u'tani ratzulama paresh. Tani means explain the Mishnah in this way. And Rashash says, you know where I got this idea that Tani doesn't mean that we're changing the Mishnah? Tani means we're just explaining the Mishnah, I got it from Tosfos themselves. Tosfos elsewhere says this beferish. Tosfos writes in Babakam Mem Tesson Beis, Dibur Maskel Tani, and Rashash says, if you look over there in my Perish and Babakama, I quote a whole list of sources where Tani clearly means that we're just explaining and that we're not. And then we're not changing the words. So Tosfos kasha, why we were Toreach La'agia over here, why what was Dochek La'agia, is not really such a kasha, Rashash points out. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Tashma, so we'll bring a raya. Again, the core issue over here really has now turned into whether Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shait of Kitchel Asadava or not. That's the core issue. Now, a totsa'a, a ramification of that machlokas, is going to be whether you need Kol Elu or Achas Mikol Elu. But the core issue is really whether the Kedusha Rishon was permanent or not permanent. Tashma, Abishalom, Ashnei, Bitsa'in Hayu Bahara Mishcha, Takhtonav Eliona. There were two swamps on Hara Mishcha, there was a lower one and a higher one. Tachton neskatcha b'kalelu, elyon lo neskatcha b'kalelu. The lower one, meaning when we talk about lower, we're talking about lower on the mountain, right? So the lower one was neskadesh as part of the city, as part of Yerushalayim, b'kalelu, with all of the items on the list in the Mishnah. Elyon was not neskadesh b'kalelu. They didn't use all of the items. Elaba oligola shalobamel v'shalobam v'tumim. Rather, it was the oligola who came, but they didn't have a melech, and they didn't have an urim v'tumim, and they were makadesh without the melech, and without the urim v'tumim. So tachtona shaisa kedushasa gemura, the tachtona that had all the benefit of being makudosh with everything, and therefore had a complete kedusha. Amei aretz nechnasim l'sham v'ochlim sham kachim kalim avlo ma'aser sheni. The amei aretz would go there. They ate kachim kalim there, but they wouldn't eat ma'aser sheni there, even though it had full kedusha. The chaverim ochlim sham kachim kalim ma'aser sheni, but chaverim had no problem eating kachim kalim or ma'aser sheni because they understood that this had full kedushas Yerushalayim, and therefore they were able to eat kachim kalim and ma'aser sheni. They had no hesitation. El yona shelo ma'aser kedushas gemura, but the upper one that didn't really have a complete kedusha, samei aretz ayin nechnasin sham ochlim sham kachim kalim avelo ma'aser sheni. The amei aretz would still eat kachim kalim there because amei aretz didn't care so much, but they wouldn't eat ma'aser sheni because we're going to see soon they were very makbid about ma'aser sheni. The chaverim ain't ochlim sham lo kachim kalim avelo ma'aser sheni, and the chaverim wouldn't eat anything. They wouldn't eat kachim kalim or ma'aser sheni because they understood that it did not have real kedusha. Now, why were the amei aretz so makbid about ma'aser sheni? So Rashi explains over here that yesh lefarish tamei aretz hamafrishin ma'isros hayuzrizim lasos bo mitzvah min amuvchar. The amaratzim who were mafresh ma'isros, not every amaratz was mafresh ma'isros. Rov amei aretz were mafresh ma'isros, but we have a whole nesechta in Shas to deal with the fact that many amaratzim, a significant minority, were not mafresh ma'isros. That's Maseches Demai, deals with the idea that Chazal had to be mesakein that any produce you get from an amaretz you have to be mafresh maestros again, because although amaratzim were all mafresh truma gedola, they were not mafresh maestros. But even within that, rov amaretz were always mafresh maestros. So those amaretz that actually were mafresh maestros were very careful with it. They were very strict with it. Why were they so strict with it? Lefisha yishom and drasha aser b'shil shetes asher. Because if you want to get someone to observe something and to keep something, tell them that it's a skula for Ashirus. If they hear that it's a skula for Ashirus, everyone does it. So that's what the Amaratzim heard. Aser b'shvil shetes asher, they heard that drasha, you get rich off of this. A school of Rashirus. So they run to do it. Right, I mentioned recently, Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky walked into a shul recently on a Motzai Shabbos, and he saw that a whole bunch of people were sitting after and saying V'itin Lecha and everything. And he said, someone tell them it's a school of Rashirus. And they said, yeah. Someone told them school. That's exactly why. That's exactly why everyone does it. That's how you get people to do stuff. So anyway, so that's why the Amaratzim did it. And they knew that part of the Vidoy Maisos was to say Asisi Chalash Ratzivisani. Now they didn't understand what those words meant, but they heard the Metargim explaining what it means that they ate what they were supposed to eat, where they were supposed to eat it. So when it came to Ma'aser Sheni, they were very makbid to dafka eat it in Yerushalayim. Kachim Kalim, there's no school for Ashirus in Kachim Kalim. So that they weren't so makbid about. So Kachim Kalim they would even eat in the Elyono, which didn't really have full Kedusha. That they weren't so bothered about. But the Chaverim understood the Halacha, that the Halacha requires both Ma'aser Sheni and Kachim Kalim can only be eaten in something that has real Kedusha Yerushalayim, would only eat by the Tachton and not by the Elyono. So says the Brice of Aitim, Ma lo Kichua, why weren't they Mekadesh it? Shein Mosif and Alir Vazaros al Bemelech, Vinavi Vur. They weren't Mekadesh, the upper one, because they didn't have all the ingredients necessary to be Mekadesh. You need all of these things that we listed in our Mishnah in order to be Mekadesh the area. So, V'lama Kichua, why in fact were they Mekadesh? So, says Mar, what are you talking about? Lama Kichua, Amr Tho Kichua. We just got through saying they weren't Mekadesh. Elo Lama Hichnisua, I mean, the point is, why did they build a wall around it? Why did they include it inside the walls if they weren't going to be Mekadesh? Why did they include it at all? So, M'nei Shetor for Shirushalayim, because it was a strategically important area, and Yerushalayim would be vulnerable if we didn't have control over that area, since it was the mountaintop. So since it was a strategically important area, they wanted to include it inside the walls to keep it protected and to make sure people would fight for it. So that's but the bottom line is, what do we see from all of this? That which is it? Do you need Kol Elu or Achas Mikol Elu? Seems very clear that you need Kol Elu, that you need everything in order to be Mekadesh. Which means, if you need Kol Elu, it means that Kedusha Rishona Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Yasadavo, because Ezra was only doing a ceremony, and that's why he didn't need Kol Elu, because he was only really doing a ceremony, but the Kedusha was there the whole time. So isn't this a clear Raya? Says Gemara Tanayi, it's in fact Machlokas Tanayim. Titania, we have a Braisa, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shematik Shoy Bonim Behechel Asu Klom Lehechel V'Klom Azaros. When they were building the walls of the Hechel, and they were building the walls of the Azaros, so what would they do? They just left it wide open and just built the wall straight up? No, they would hang curtains by the Hechel and by the Azaros, and build next to the curtain. And then once the building was done, they could remove the curtains, but the curtains served as a temporary wall. The difference is, though, that when it came to the Hechel, they hung the curtains and built outside of the curtains. They didn't build on the inside. Whereas by the Azaros, they hung the curtain and started building on the inside of the curtain. Why? The svara was, they didn't want to get Hana'a from looking at the walls of the Hechel, so they would build on the outside of the curtains. The Azaros is no big deal. Rabbi Shua says, oh yeah, I heard that they're makrav korbanos even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and ochlin kachim kachim af pishein klayim, and you can eat kachim kachim even when there are no curtains, kachim kalam ayis hasheni af pishein chom, and you can eat kachim kalam ayis hasheni in Yerushalayim even when there's no wall, mepreisha kedusha rishon kitchel shaitav kitchel liyasalavo, because the kedusha rishon is always there. So if that's what Rabbi Yeshua is saying, and the implication is that Rabbi Yeshua is arguing on whatever Rabbi Eliezer said about how they would do the construction, isn't that implying that in some way Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the Kedusha Rishona is not Kitchel Yasalava? So don't you see it's Machlokas Tanayim whether Kedusha Rishona is Kitchel Shaitav Kitchel Yasalava or not? Says the Gemara, no, you don't see anywhere that there's a Machlokas over here. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Mimai, Dumu Dekuli Alma Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaitav Kitchel Yasalava. Maybe everyone agrees to this statement of Rabbi Yeshua that the Kedusha Rishona is Kitchel Yasalava also. Umar Maid Shmi Aleika Amar, Umar Maid Shmi Aleika Amar. And each one is just saying their own halacha. There's no Machlokas, they're not arguing on what each other are saying. They just happen to be talking about two completely separate things. Rabbi Lesser happens to be talking about a din related to the construction, and Rabbi Shua happens to be talking about when they were allowed to bring karbanos, when they were allowed to eat kachim and mais hasheni and everything like that. But they're just saying independent halachos, nothing to do with each other. If you look at Tosos, the Kuli Alma Kitchel Asalavo, we're now suggesting that everyone really holds that it is Kitchel Asalavo. Vim Tomer Perakam de Chagiga Isle Rabbi Eliezer, the low Kitchel Asalavo. One problem with saying that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua agree that it's Kitchel Asalavo is that there are other Gemaras in Shas. The Gemara in Chagiga says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not Kitchel Asalavo. Gabi Amunumov Ma'asu Maiserani Bishvis. Ubresh Mesach Beitzanami Isle Rabbi Eliezer, the Eagle Bli Gulden Olu Bibraisa de Litro Ktios, Umandis Le Hachik. Rabbi Lazar also holds in the beginning of Masechet Beitza that it's not Kitchel Asadava, and that's why Chumah B'Zman Hazeh is only Dirabbanan, because the Kedusha, it doesn't stay La Asadava. So he says, V'yishlamar, the Kedushas ha'aretz legabi Chumah Maishos Batla, v'hach ha'ayri b'Kedushas Mechitza, after the law batla mishum decry nachla. Okay, batla yorcham, we'll get to it in a second. But the point is, he says, that you have to say that there's a difference between the kedusha ha'aretz and kedusha that's created by mechitzos. There are no walls around Eretz Yisrael. It's just pure kedusha ha'aretz. Kedusha ha'aretz might be, according to Rabbi Lazar, or is, according to Rabbi Lazar, not kadosh la'asadavo. But the kedusha created by mechitzos, generated by mechitzos, that is kedusha la'asadavo. That would be Kedusha Lasadavo. The Kedusha of Mechitzos is Kadosh Lasadavo, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So says in Marvaita, V'chitei Mekloim and Rabbi Lazar Lamali. So according to Rabbi Lazar, then, if anyway it's Kadosh Lasadavo, it's Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Lashaitiv Kitchel Lasadavo, why do they need to hang the curtains? We assumed until now that they had to hang the curtains, otherwise they couldn't bring the Karbanos, because unless there's a wall there, you can't bring the Karbanos. That was the way they had to be Mekadesh it. But if you assume that it's Kadosh anyway, what were the curtains for? And it's like, well, it's Nusubi Alma. stam, just for privacy, that it shouldn't be that the Beis HaMikdash is exposed. That's not coveted for the Beis HaMikdash. Anything that's hidden is a way of showing cover to it. Elahani Tanai, so if we want to say that this issue is subject to Machlokas Tanayim, we need to find different Tanayim. So it's subject to the following Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Lama Manu Chacham Meseilu. Why did the Chachamim count only these cities? What are we talking about? So the context of this was that in the Mishnah, in the last parak of Maseches Eruchin, it lists off the cities that were Mukefes Chomim Yos Yeshu Ben Nun in regards to the Halach of Batei Orei Choma. If you sell a house in a city that was walled from the days of Yeshu Ben Nun, you have 1 year to buy your house back, to redeem your house, and you can get it back during that year. If you don't get it back during that year, you lose it forever. As opposed to normally in most regular cities, there's no redemption period, but you get it back at Yovel, right? So that's the unique halacha of Batei Orei Choma. So it lists off all the cities, or many cities, that were Mukavis Chomim Yos Yeshu Ben Nun. So the Gemara, the Braisa, wants to know, why did they only list off those cities and not every city? What was special about the cities listed in the Mishnah? When the Bnei Gola came up, they found those cities and they were Mekadish them. But the original ones, everything else, was already Batel. So you see very clearly, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi holds the original Kedusha didn't carry forward, was not Kitchel Asadavo. It's only the ones that they found and were Mekadish again that actually had Kedusha. Uriminhi, but we have a Stira. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi said, V'cheilu b'vad ha'yuva, look for nemar, shishamir kol chevel argov mamlecha zog b'bashon kol eyle ar mitzuros choma gavoa. Doesn't it say that there were many, many more cities? El lamamonu chacham mezelu, why did the chacham only mention these cities? Shek shalu b'nei agol matzu eyle v'kitshum, Kitchum hashta amrin lekamanda lo tzrich lekedusha. What do you mean they were makadish them? I thought we said they don't even need kedusha. Elamatzu elu manum means that they found these and they just listed them, but lavdafka that these were the only ones that were kadosh. Velo elu bulvad el kol shetala biyachum esaris miavosecha shemakavus chom miyosmi yeshu benun kol mitzvos elu nahagaspa. But in a chinami, any city that you know for sure was mukavus chom from the days of Yeshua benun, of course it's going to have all the dinim of a walled city. So they didn't need to be Mekadesh it again because the Kedusha was there the whole time. Bottom line is, Kasha Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. It's a stir of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. First Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asalavo. Now he's telling me Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Asalavo. So which is it? So you might say, Betray Tanai Elib Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Either it's Machlok Tanam what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said. You might say, one of these statements was said by Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The other one was not said by Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. It was said by Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asher lo chalma, afal pishein lo achsha vahi lo kodim lechein. That he darshens the pasuk Asher lo chalma, the way the word lo is spelled is strange. It's spelled with an aleph, as if to say does not have. But we read it, lahalacha, is asher lo choma with a vav, lo with a vav, that it does have onto it a wall, right? That's the halacha of batei orei choma. This is the pasuk of imlo yigoel and melos lo shona tamima, if you weren't goel the house within a full year, v'kama bayis asher beir asher lo choma latzmisus lakonos lo dorosum lo yetzim yovel, then that house doesn't go back at yovel. But we're talking about walled cities, lo with a vav. So why does it say lo with an aleph? Why does it written in the Torah as Lamed Vav Aleph, as if it's low as no? So that's to teach me. It doesn't need to have a wall now. It needed to have a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That was the Kedusha that mattered. Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shaita of Kitchel Yasadavo. That's the Shita of Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Yossi. Right? So it could be that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Yossi on that point. Now, what are all these halachos? The Braisa made mention of all these halachos of a walled city apply. Other than Batei Orei Choma, are there any other halachos? So Rashi says there are three halachos. Mitzvos Batei Orei Choma, Shiluach Mitzorayim, sending Mitzora out of a city that has a wall. And number three, Einos Migrashayim Sada. A walled city needs to have an area of just plain grass, open area around it where you can't grow things. You need to have a special area for the beautification of the city that doesn't have things growing, any agriculture, just plain garden, nice area around the city. Those are three halachos of Arei Chalma. Now, obviously, there's a fourth, Midrabanan. The fourth halacha Midrabanan is obviously Kriyas HaMegillah. That Mukavs Chalma Yosef Yeshua Ben Nun is, or at least Midivir Kabbalah, you're going to read the Megillah on Tezvav as opposed to Yud Dalet. Right, that's where we have major discussions about Sfeikos. The Rishonim discussing with Sefer Megillah, if you're Mesupak, whether it was Mekavis Chom, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun or not, when do you read the Megillah? Do you read Yud Dalet? Do you read Tezvav? So the Ran writes, well, you should say Sefer Drabban Lekula, but you can't, because then you wouldn't read at all. So the Ran says you read Dafka Yud Dalet the first day rather than the last day. But okay, that's the other halach of Mekavis Chom, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. Nitma Bazar Venel Menu Tumah. The Mishnah went on to say, okay, what if we've been discussing until now, person became Tameh, forgot that he became Tameh, and walked into the Beis HaMikdash. What if a person walked into the Beis HaMikdash and then became Tameh, right, while he was in the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't realize that he became Tameh? So Tumah Bazar Minalan, that's the Gemara, where do we know this concept that you're going to be chayiv any sort of karban for becoming Tameh while you're in the Azara? Pasuk says, L'yitmu Asmachaneihem. If you became Tameh in the Azara, you're not being Metameh Asmachaneihem, it's already Tameh. So you didn't do anything. So Amar Blazer, Kasvech Romer Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, V'Kasvech Romer Ki Es Mikdash Hashem Timei. So the one pasuk refers to Mishkan Hashem Timei, one refers to Mikdash Hashem Timei. And we darshan from the fact that one of these psukim is extra, not darshaning so much from the diuk of Mikdash versus Mishkan, it seems, just that one of these psukim is extra, because why would you need to tell it to me, two psukim, tell me the same thing, that even if you're Metame, not by becoming Tame first and then going into the Mikdash, even if you actually become Tame while there. So says the Gemara, Ukrai mi Asri, Hamitzchach Srichi, you think these psukim are extra? We need these psukim. Titanya, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Nemer, Mishkan, Lama, Nemer, Mikdash. Rabbi Lezer says, if it already says Mishkan, why does it have to say Mikdash? Vim Nemer, Mikdash, Lama, Nemer, Mishkan. And if it says Mikdash, why does it have to say Mishkan? Why do we need both of these psukim? Ilu Nemer, Mishkan, Vlo, Nemer, Mikdash. Because had it only said Mishkan and not Mikdash, Hayisi, Omer, Al Mishkan, Yechayev. I would say that this idea of bringing the carbon oil of Yared is only by the Mishkan. Shari Meshuach, B'Shemen, HaMishcha. Because the Mishkan has something unique and special about it, that it was Meshuach, B'Shemen, HaMishcha, which the Mikdash was not. Val Mikdash lo yechayiv. So I would think this whole halacha of the carbon that you have to bring is only true about the Mishkan. It's not even true about the Mikdash, because the Mikdash doesn't have that unique element of Meshuach, B'Shemen, HaMishcha. Vim Nemer Mikdash v'lo Nemer Mishkan. And if it would have said Mikdash and not Mishkan, Hayisi Omer al Mikdash yechayiv, Sharei Kedushas of Kedushas Olam, Val Mishkan lo yechayiv. I would say on the Mikdash yechayiv, because the Kedusha of the Mikdash is everlasting. The Kedusha of the Mishkan is temporary. L'kach Nemer Mishkan, L'kach Nemer Mikdash. That's why it has to say both Mishkan and Mikdash. Bottom line is, there's a reason we need both Pesukim. So don't tell me that both Pesukim are there, you have an extra Pesuk there to teach me about someone who becomes Tameh while already in the Mishkan / Mikdash, while already in the holy area. No, we need Mishkan and Mikdash, we need both Pesukim to teach me a different din, that it applies both to the Mishkan and the Mikdash, because there's good logical reason to assume that it won't apply to both Mishkan and Mikdash. So answer Reb Lezer Hachi Kakashalei. Reb Lezer was really bothered by the following. Michti Mishkan Ikri Mikdash Umikdash Ikri Mishkan. We find that sometimes the Torah will refer to the Mishkan as Mikdash and will refer to the Mikdash as Mishkan, meaning the words are used interchangeably in Tanakh. So I understand you need two psukim, one to teach me about the Mikdash, one to teach me about the Mishkan. But nichtav o edv edim Mikdash o edv edim Mishkan. Why don't you just use the same word in both psukim? Because after all, as long as you have one that's extra, it doesn't matter which word is used, because the word Mishkan can mean both Mishkan and Mikdash. The word Mikdash can mean both Mishkan and Mikdash. So write either Mikdash in both places or Mishkan in both places. Mishkan and Mikdash lamali. Why does it use two separate words? Shema minatayti. Must be that there are two drashas to be made. One, that it applies to both Mishkan and Mikdash, and two, that there's a special din that even when you become Tameh while already in the Mishkan / Mikdash, that the halach of the Karban is going to apply. Now, so if you look at Tosfos, O edv ed Mikdash, O edv ed Mishkan, Mash Mahacha da afagav de Mikdash ikri Mishkan lo gamri mehadadi. So it sounds from here that from our Gemara that if even though Mishkan is called Mikdash and Mikdash is called Mishkan, the words are used interchangeably, you still need an extra pasuk to tell me that a halacha applies to both of them. I still would have said, maybe it only applies to the Mishkan because it's Mashuach b'shem ne Mishcha, or maybe it only applies to the Mikdash because it's Kedushas Oliyolam. I still don't learn the halachos from each other unless you love the ksivi kray yisere, unless I have an extra pasuk to tell me to learn one from the other. V'chein b'sotu perak hayamevi dematzu chasam kra l'rabos shilo beisalamim. V'chein perak shnei seirim midbar midbar l'rabos novi givam shilo beisalamim. All these gemaras have special drushos that take a halacha by one, by either the Mishkan, and apply it to the Mikdash as well, that have separate psukim to teach me that halacha applies both to the Mishkan and the Mikdash. All these places we see that you need separate drushos. The problem is the tema. The perakam duchul and gabi levim b'shnayim darshinan yachal af shilo beis olam kach tamlam l'avod avodas avoda. That the apparent assumption of the Gemara is that the default position is that whatever applies to the Mishkan is going to apply to the Mikdash, unless we have a pasuk tell me that it doesn't apply to the Mikdash. So the default position is different. Over there also we automatically apply the din of Mishkan to Mikdash and Mikdash to Mishkan without any special drasha. So he says, V'shema kimle l'ashas be'erivin b'chulin she'yesh awel moed miyusar u'b'chulin ki mimayit shilu be'es. So he says it must be that there's something else in the pasuk in those two examples where we automatically do associate Mishkan and Mikdash to link them up to each other. There must be some yisur in the kra that the Gemara is not mentioning, but that does exist. Fractosis though. He says, but if the bottom line is, meaning we had a stira. One, in many Gemaras it's suggested that whatever it says by Mishkan does not necessarily apply to the Mikdash, and in other Gemaras it's suggested that it does apply to the Mikdash. So which one did we reject? The second one, right? We said, no, really, whatever applies by one does not necessarily apply to the other. But which one is more logical? If Mishkan is called Mikdash and Mikdash is called Mishkan, it's much more logical to assume that whatever should apply to one should apply to the other. So why do we go the other way? So Rabbeinu Chaim Koina Yimachalik, Tadavar She'enu Talui B'Kedushas Makom, Kaida Irvin B'chulim, Hasim Sagi B'chad Kalashneim. Whatever is not a din that's Talui in the Kedushas Makom, then one Pasuk is going to be good enough for both. Av B'shmaitin to Talui B'Kedushas Makom, Lo Gamri Me'adadi. But anything that is Talui B'Kedushas Makom, we're not going to be able to learn one from the other. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayitz. Just the Gemara says, okay, we said that Mishkan is called Mikdash, Mikdash is called Mishkan. Now the Gemara challenges that. Really? Where? Where do we find that? So Bishlam Mikdash Rikri Mishkan, we find them based on Mikdash called Mishkan, Dechsiv and Asati Mishkani B'Sochem. El Mishkan Dechri Mikdash Minalan. Where do we find the Mishkan is called Mikdash? So either Mikdash and Nasu HaKasim, Nosea Mikdash, that the B'nai Kas were considered the carriers of the Mikdash. Ha'u Ba'aron Ksiv. They weren't carrying the Mikdash, they were carrying the Aron. And that's what it meant to by Mikdash. It wasn't referring to the Mishkan. Elamehacha, where do we see the Mishkan is called Mikdash? Va'asuli Mikdash v'shechanti b'socham. Pasuk says, make for me a Mikdash, and I will dwell therein. And then the very next Pasuk says, K'chol asher ani mara'a oscha es tavnas ha-Mishkan. Describes how Kadosh Baruch Hu lays out what the Mishkan is going to look like. So you see that the Mishkan is referred to as Mikdash as well. V'yishtachavo sheshach k'dei yishtachava. So we said, if a person becomes Tameh while he's already in the Mikdash, and then he bows or waits long enough to be able to bow while in there, that's when he's going to be chayiv. Amar Rava lo shonu al shishtachva klapi pnim. That's only if he bows toward the inside. Avol shishtachva klapi chutz shaha in lo shalo. But if he bows toward the outside, then bowing alone isn't going to be enough to be mechayev him. It's only if he bows and waits. If he takes a long time in bowing. Ikud masin la seifa. Others say it on the seifa. O shisha b'ktei shishtachva. If he bows or waits the amount of time that it takes to be mishtachva, mechal d'shishtachva gufa by a shiha. That implies that the bowing itself has to take a certain amount of time. Amar Rava, and on that Rava says, Lo shanu al shishtachva klapi chutz. That when are you only going to be chayiv if the bowing takes a certain amount of time if you're mishtachva klapi chutz? Aval klapi pnim afgav de lo shaha. But if you bow klapi pnim, even if you don't take any time, you just bow very quickly and it doesn't take you any extra time, still you're going to be chayiv. Vachi kamar, hishtachva klapi pnim o shishaha kde yishtachva bahach yishtachva de klapi chutz. Chayiv. If you're either mishtachva klapi pnim, or you take time while being mishtachva klapi chutz, you're going to be chayiv. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Seichti dami yishtachva dis pashia veichidam yishtachva delas pashia. What does this mean? How does bowing sometimes take time and sometimes not take time? What are we talking about? So delas pashia zu kriya bialmahi. When we say les pashia, means just a regular bowing. De is pashia pishut yadayim raglayim. Bowing that takes time is full prostration on the floor, pishut yadayim raglayim. V'kamashir shihia, how long do we assume is considered tarrying, is considered delaying and waiting more time than necessary. Pligibar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani v'chad yimeim on Rav Shimon ben Pazi. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani and Rav Shimon ben Pazi disagree. V'armel Rav Shimon ben Pazi v'chad yimeim. Some say no, it was Rav Shimon ben Pazi, and one of his buddies disagreed. Umana Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, and it was Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani that was the second guy. V'armel Rav Shimon Bar Nachmani, and some say it was Rav Shimon Bar Nachmani. Either way, there was a machlokas. Chad amr kimeim rei dahay psuka, v'chad amr kimi v'yichru l'seifa. It's a machlokas about how long shehia is. Either the amount of time it takes to read the following entire pasuk, or the amount of time it takes to read the second half, starting from the word vayichru of the following pasuk. Pasuk says vayisaper alav ve'alacha ve'yigar bo. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong pasuk. Pasuk says v'kolbe. I was reading from the side. V'kol bnei Yisrael roim beredas ha'eshu kvod Hashem al abayis vayichru u'apayim arza al aritzva ve'yistachvu v'odus Hashem kitov ki liolam chazdo. So that's the pasuk. Either the amount of time it takes to read the whole pasuk or the second half of the pasuk. What are the different types of bowing? Tan rabbanan kida al apayim. When we say vayikod, that always means on the face. V'cheinu omer v'tikod v'shava apayim arza. V'shava was vayikod apayim arza. Eretz. Kriya al birchayim. Kriya means on the knees. V'cheinu omer mechra al brechav. Hishtachava'a zu pishut yadayim raglayim. When we talk about hishtachava'a, that means full prostration with hands and legs spread out. V'cheinu omer avonava anivim chavachichal hishtachava slucha arza. It says, Yaakov Vina says, what, you think me and your mother are going to come and be mishtachava to you arza? So you see hishtachava'a is on the ground. The Maritz Chayis just points out, why do we quote that pasuk? How many times before that in Chumash does it say hishtachava'a? There are many times prior to Yaakov in Parshas Vayera and Parshas Chayisara that are referred to Yishtachava Arza, Yishtachava on the ground. So why dafka that pasuk? So Maritz Chayis points out very, very brilliantly. He says, prior to that, it says the Mishtachava La'aretz, which means that they're Mishtachava, and it happens to be on the Aretz. But it's not necessarily definitional, that the definition of Mishtachava is on the Aretz. But over here, what happened? Yosef said, I had a dream that the sun and the moon were Mishtachava to me. He never said he had a dream that they were Mishtachava Arza, that they were Mishtachava to me. And Yaakov Vina says, you think me and your mother are going to be Mishtachava La'aretz? So there you see that the definition of Ishtachava must mean Aretz. Because otherwise, where did Yaakov Avinu get that idea? Yosef's dream was only Ishtachava. So Maritz Chayis says that's what we leave over all the other Ishtachavas that it says earlier in Chumash, and we dafka go with that one. Okay, stop there.